This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's get spontaneous. What is the old get jiggy with it? Where did that come from? Anybody remember?
From Will Smith.
Oh, okay, get that. That's a was that a rap song of sorts?
Getting jiggy with it.
Na 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 na.
Here we have the services of Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show with a focus on your birthday. We've just been doing some homework, Jennifer, on your birthday. We have posted.
On my birthday? Uh-oh.
Yeah. By the way, the thought for the day, or maybe this is better, the quote of the day came from John Quincy Adams, who said, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, or do more and become more, you are a leader." I would like to think that you, Jennifer, and I, and Kara, as some describe us, if you're on the radio, you're a thought leader. I get mail every once in a while that comes to they call us either influencers or responders. I don't know what it all means. But I hope that people find just a little bit of inspiration and information here together. Thus, the focus, if you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see a birthday map, a heat map made by VizWiz that helps to have you understand, Jennifer, how unique you are. So if you go to the site, which we have linked on the DJV Facebook page, see the graphic that's there, look for the date by matching up the month with the day and see how it ranks. So how does yours? Yours is February, what, February 3rd, 4th? What's your birthday?
Really, after 11 years together?
Oh, come on. It's February something. Is it March? No, it's February something.
It is February the 6th.
6th. I was close. Come on, give me a break.
Just saying.
It was creepers.
Look, I know when your birthday is, so what's your excuse?
And birthdays are not. I guess it just depends on who you are. I'm not saying you're not important, but I think it just.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I know where I rank. Thank you.
No, stop it. There we go. All right.
By the way, Jen, your birthday is really not common.
No.
Really?
It's super uncommon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the birthday that I share with President Reagan, Zsa Zsa Gabor, and Axl Rose.
Really?
Put them together at a party.
Wow.
Wow. All right, Kara, who do you share? Your birthday is when?
May 10th.
May 10th.
I'm trying to think. I think Bono has the same birthday and Fred Astaire.
Wow. There's a combo. And what about November 5th? What'd you find about that? That wasn't...
Whose birthday is that?
I know a lot of people have the birthday on the 7th, but you're the only one that I know on the 5th.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're special.
So, it's unique. Right. And that's the thing. All of us are special in some way or another. There's a genuine specialness versus that phony baloney stuff. My daughter is a honor student at Mofovsky Junior High School. That's nonsense.
But oh, Kris Jenner, look at this. You share a birthday with Kris Jenner.
Really?
How exciting.
Look at that.
Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to
that's,
her.
No.
That's the wrong one.
Oh.
she's only a female.
Got it. Okay. Got that. So here we are trying to help you figure out where your birthday comes on the scale. Just go to facebook.com/DJV show and see where you show up. Just for the heck of it, look at August. Let me see. I'm going to look at the people that are close. August 5th. Who's that? Where are there people there?
August, so that one is pretty popular because pretty much the entire month of August and almost all of September. Like, my dad is September 22nd, and I know, just personally, I think I know four or five other people in my life that have that same birthday. Yeah, one of my best friends, her dad also has that birthday. That one's really popular, September 22nd.
All right, so then October the 20th, which is Brendan's. If you're going to go through the scale. How often do after you have the opportunity to do this, folks. Just go to facebook.com/DJV Show. See where you rate, just for fun. It's good conversation.
That
you can go to work.
That one's like middle of the road, too. Sort of popular. About the same as mine and yours.
Now, my daughter and her son, my grandson, he's December 22nd. She's December 27th. Not all that would be sort of Valentine's Day when you did the...
Yeah, 22nd, kind of popular, but not really that. What was the other one?
27th.
That one is... that one's pretty popular.
So, how is it they say that December, 25th and January 1st are not that common, but it's people who would be making babies would have done it around Valentine's Day, and that's...
Well, that's the funny thing, is the 23rd through the 26th, totally unpopular. It looks like barely anyone, like, no one shares that birthday. And yet, 2 days later, it's pretty popular. A lot of people are born that day.
I wonder how much of an impact cesarean sections are these days.
Yeah, I wonder why. If people purposely push it back a few days so that they're not born on Christmas.
They can
pick
the day.
Yeah.
Well, you can more often now than you used to be able to, anyway.
That's true.
All right, so there's a little food for thought. Thinking, this is a way, you hear every once in a while, you hear me talking about the value of how hard you work. There are those people who are very dedicated, very devoted, and then there are those who are always looking for something to talk about at work that's not about work. So here's something for those of you who slacker, you can talk about your birthday. Bring that and have your folks that you work with go to the facebook.com/DJV Show. Facebook page and see what you see there. I posted a couple of things over the weekend that I thought would be of interest and importance, and so you can check those out in a moment. How we found a lost battleship called the USS Indianapolis over this past weekend. In the meantime, here we are in a new week exercising yet another deal courtesy of our friends that make and sell My Pillows. Wow. You thought last week's deal was good. Listen to this. My Pillow, which asks whether or not you struggle to get a good night's rest. Do you toss? Do you turn? Find yourself stuffing and piling up pillows for support? My Pillow will bring all that to an end right here, right now. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool and in one place every single night. Give your head, give your neck support like you can find with no other pillow. You fall asleep, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. So, this week's deal, you all ready?
Ready.
Their new 50% off a 4-pillow pack. That's right. All 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows, 2 travel pillows, all 50% off the 4-pack. Be sure you use promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. Code DJV. Or you can go online to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Code DJV for the 50% off 4-pillow pack. Plus you get free shipping. Your money back if you don't love these pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DS.
One way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with 4 lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers. By bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance, you thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour, DJ V time. So remember Paul Allen, Jennifer from Microsoft? He and Bill Gates founded Microsoft together.
Sure.
And then they went their separate ways, I don't know, 10, 12 years or so ago. He's done a lot of interesting things with his money, including locate the wreckage of the USS Indianapolis in the Philippine Sea, about 18,000 feet below sea level. The confirmation of the search looking for this ship, which was sunk at the end of World War II, this seems like such a waste. And you think about, well, war itself is such a waste. But anyway, Allen is out there on his own, 13-person team on his research ship, the RV Petrel. The wreckage was found down there. This had 1,100 sailors on it, Marines, torpedoed by a Japanese submarine while it was sailing back to the Philippines after delivering components for the bomb that helped end World War II. It sunk in 12 minutes. Wow. 900 crewmen made it out, and then they died because there was apparently no other ships around. There were huge, what do they call it, schools of sharks? What do they call them on Sharknado? They schools?
When fish are together, don't they call fish it? Fish is a school.
Yeah.
I don't know. They call it, you better kiss your butt goodbye and hope you're a good swimmer.
Right. Yeah. The sinking took... The fact that 316 people survived and were rescued took 5 days for them to be found. But the men who made it through the sinking either died of thirst, drowned, or were eaten by sharks. So that, and from that experience, apparently, the character of Quint in Jaws came forth. How about that? You think about putting it all together, and what do you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. So this is something that is a role. This is an interesting example of private citizens doing something. I can't imagine. Well, I don't know that. I shouldn't say it because I don't know whether there's value to the things that would be in that ship, but isn't it still U.S. property? And a lot of times you find wreckage of a ship, what you find is yours. But would that be the case in this circumstance where the ship is one of our Navy's ships? So what do you do with the stuff that's on this? He says he just did it. Allen said he just did it as a service to pay a debt of gratitude that we have to these sailors, their sacrifice in these horrendous circumstances. We have no idea. Unless you've been to war, you have no idea what it's all about. Now, all the conversations we get started when it comes to war, there's some new kind of Afghan strategy. Do you understand? Did you look that over the weekend, Jennifer? Do you understand what supposedly this new, all these people telling Trump how we can win in Afghanistan, which is nonsense. I don't see.
Well, I think the idea is Trump has promised to draw people out as Obama did and as George Bush did, I think.
Take them out.
Trying to get our people out of Afghanistan. There's just two schools of thought. And what'll be interesting, if there's any indication as to what happened over the weekend, the Bannon side of things was to just get out, maybe offer some privatization to send people back in there, where Jim Mattis has said, let's bring more people in there. There's going to be an increase to try to get them out. And now,
I'd agree with Bannon on anything, but I think
apparently now there's a plan that has appeased that war cabinet. So they met on Camp David on Friday to talk about it, and apparently it'll be more of the Mad Dog Mattis side than the Steve Bannon plan, and so he's going to announce that tonight.
Stupid. Throwing money and lives against nothing.
Well, I don't think we know exactly. We don't know exactly what it is, so I think we have to wait and
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Talking about love. Olivia Newton-John updating her fans about the relapse that she suffered going back into breast cancer. As she's been talking about this off and on for most of this month. She postponed her tour earlier in the year. She said, quote, "I'd like to express my gratitude to all of those of you who sent such kind and loving messages and support. Your prayers and well wishes have helped me and continue to lift my spirits. I'm feeling great. Look forward to seeing you soon." The first time around for her was 1992. She has focused on the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Center and its new We Go Together campaign, which aims to raise money for research, trials, and holistic care. You know what I find sad about this? We know how to cure this. There are people all over the place who have had experiences that have worked, and yet the industry, and I don't know whether, you know, at first we all got excited about the Susan G. Komen Foundation and what happened there. That turns out to be kind of a hoax. I'm not suggesting that here. I just wonder how well informed, and maybe it sounds like I'm an arrogant so-and-so, because I sound like I know what's what. I've been around women who have suffered with this horror, and then you find out when you talk to other people. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the resident doctors on this program, and his wife Mary, who had breast cancer, and she figured out a medical protocol that to use a homeopathic protocol. Now, these things don't work for everybody. They don't. But they're sure worth a shot. And there is certainly plenty of information that you can find, especially in Canada, where the use of sulfur drugs by people there have helped more people than you can count when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, anyway, it's a very complicated social concern, no question about it. But I think we keep talking about research and trials and the fact that she is spending some of the money on holistic care, though. I think that's what improves the lives of a lot of cancer patients. So that's valid. Anybody in your family, Jennifer, ever had breast cancer?
Not in my direct family. Well, actually, my grandmother, or my step-grandmother, my grandmother, my grandfather's wife, had breast cancer, lung cancer. She's had a cold go of it. So, yes.
All right. Well, we hold a good thought. Olivia Newton-John is very popular, and he's brought great things. A lot of entertainment, a lot of pleasure with a lot of people. So just hold a good thought for her as she continues with this. Did Shania Twain have breast cancer, too? Do I remember that?
You know, I was trying to think about that. I don't know that she did. It sounds sort of familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. She and that 47-show North American tour kicking off next May, a focus. The venue for only one day, July 21st concert in Nashville, marked as to be determined. The reason Nashville venue that Twain's team booked Bridgestone Arena isn't selling tickets for any country acts till after December 1st, as per the terms of the contract with Garth Brooks. This is interesting. So, if you're a country performer, you can't sell tickets in Nashville at this arena because Garth Brooks...
And that seems like a crazy contract to sign in Nashville. When the,
yeah,
I would think that there are so many country artists coming through who are huge, and Garth Brooks is huge too. But like, so is Shania Twain.
Well, is he performing there continuously? Is that
I don't
why?
Think he has any dates there yet. But I think it's the possibility that he might have a date, and so they've blocked off everything until that time, just in case he does.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it three times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
What can we do to make your day better? How do you do? 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Victoria. No, actually not with Victoria, because Victoria is absent from the premises. So we have Kara Schiller, but she's always there as well. Don't forget, we're in the second week of our Money Call $1,000 sweepstakes, the only sweepstakes that keeps giving you a chance to win that $1,000 prize every week. All you need to do is call 800-282-2333, 800-282-2333, and win. Well, if you're, I suppose, the same chance everybody else does. Do you see the lottery is up to, what is it, $650 million?
Yes, now, and no now winner? It is time to buy a ticket. I mean, now is
so?
The time. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I know our friend Rich McFadden says, no, you buy it when it's like $2 million and nobody cares about winning. But nope, you got to buy a ticket now. Because someone
now.
Will win. Why not
yes.
you?
Yeah. All right. So let's get ourselves focused here. Kara and Jennifer think I'm a little off since I've had the business last week when I knocked my head around. I think sometimes we all have a different way of getting on the game or getting with pro. My father used to call it getting with a program. I mean, literally and figuratively. And some days you have the ability to focus. Some days, you know, when I do this every day, I feel like as I get up, I'm ready to go, hit the ground. But you know what? There are some days you just don't feel the same as you felt the day before, or
sometimes
we'll feel
you're tired.
The next day.
Yeah. Hey, your family's still visiting, right?
Yes. Everybody's here from California. Megan, Brendan, Megan's husband, and Miles.
Are you having fun with the full house, or is it driving you crazy?
No, I like it. It's a lot of fun. Especially, I'm energized by them, and they, you know, as with most circumstances, I shouldn't say that. In most circumstances of my position, I'm here by myself in this house.
Right. So that's why I was wondering, is it driving you nuts?
No.
Or you're at like day 5 or 6 of their visit, right?
Yeah. They went up to Maine for a couple of days over the weekend. But they, here, there's a feeling, maybe because Miles is so curious and so interested in so many different things, he just is into everything. And it's not like a nix-nix sort of thing. He brings excitement and enthusiasm. He's one of those souls that just, everybody wants to like him and sort of be around him. We've all come across people of all ages who like that. It's fun to watch Megan change his diapers out in the front lawn, for example. It's just, and just take
do
it
you
in
think when
style.
That time comes, that's where Megan will change your diapers, or do you think she'll do
oh,
it?
Oh, nice. Speaking of diapers, there's an interesting overview of a new diaper bank that opens this week in Tucson, Arizona. Actually, these things have been around since 2000, the establishment of diaper banks, volunteer-driven holiday diaper drives. But in the last few years, a lot more have been established across the country, millions of diapers to families in need, because a lot of the companies that offer jobs, this is a social commentary, I suppose, by some. Why aren't there more diapers? Why don't women have, that kind of stuff. It can be expensive. I remember we bought diapers when the kids were smaller, and now pretty much everybody does that. Are there any diaper services left? Can you still use the regular old cloth diapers and have somebody come around and clean them up?
I see one that drives around L.A., the Tidy Dighty or something like that, I think. But
right.
I don't see them all that often, which I think is funny, especially living in L.A., you think you'd see those things all the time.
Right.
With all the cloth diaper nuts around here.
Wait, okay. So why are there diaper services? Why can't you
They take the poopies.
Why don't you just, if you use a cloth diaper, why don't you just clean it yourself?
Well,
because there's poop in there. Are you nuts?
Isn't it weirder to take it out to like a service and have them clean it for you than you have
you
to like
toss that toss that sucker in a plastic bag, never see it dirty again. There you go.
I think that's a very interesting statement on you, Kara, and your age and your generation. Because when I was growing up, that's all there was. There were no diapers you could put in the door. You either cleaned them yourself or you sent them out with the Tidy Diaper guy. They
right.
didn't exist. The packaged diapers did not exist when I was a baby. They didn't exist.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that my mom, and maybe she's just old school, I don't know what they were like when I was, or what was available when I was born, but I'm pretty sure for both my sisters, she used cloth diapers, and for me, she used cloth diapers too, at least part of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and now they make these ones, and maybe this is what they use in California too, because you were saying that everyone is a cloth diaper nut out there. They have like reusable ones, and I don't know if they're made of cloth or a more easily cleaned material now. But my sister has some of those too to try and be more eco-friendly than throwing away a bunch of diapers.
What I find interesting here is this continuing expectation that the government is supposed to provide some kind of backstop to help meet the needs of families. We have food stamps, so there's a need. And now, and there are other things that we can witness that are all left to the the government. Let's fix everything. Government fixes everything. But when Bill Clinton was president, there was a Welfare Reform Act that he copied from Bill Weld, who at the time was governor of Massachusetts, which stopped all of the craziness when it came to welfare. But yet there are still people, and you can come up with almost anything. Now, the latest is this diaper bank. There are still holes in the social network that people feel like the government is supposed to fix. I don't feel that way at all. Do you, Jennifer or Kara? Why is it the government's job to provide diapers to people? The government's thinking about getting involved in a diaper bank.
I don't know. I mean, I have such a problem with this. And look, it's not because I don't want to help people. I do want to help people.
Yeah, but
what I think happens, and the people that need it, I want to help. But I think what happens when you have the government trying to get people to take as many services as you can, you sort of lose what this country was founded on, and that's about working hard and creating something new. And I think with the really big risk that we're running right now, and I can already see it developing, is people who are more content sitting and living off of government programs than going out there and exploring and starting their own business and finding their own passion and doing kind of what people that started this country came here to do. And I think it's a fundamental change that is not necessarily a good one for the culture.
Right.
I don't know. Diapers are another notch on that. You know, if the government's going to provide you diapers, then why would you go to the store and buy them?
All right. So here's an interesting spin. Numbers. What's the old expression? Numbers don't lie. Liars use number, whatever that expression is. It's facts. So there's a study of the past 8 years and what's gone on last 10 years, since 2008. That's 9 years. What's happened in the social fiber of our country? What people expect? There are some amazing stats that have been released, and they will open your ears. There are now 10 states in our country that have more people on welfare than are employed. I will repeat that. There are 10 states in America that have more people, who are on welfare than are people employed. And guess what the number one state is, Jennifer?
I don't even need to guess. It's California.
More people are on welfare in California than are employed in
and
California.
And people are questioning why our taxes are so high here. It's like, you know, that money. I love when people don't realize that that costs money. Taking care of people costs money. And it costs money that you could be saving for your family. It costs money. But, you know, hey, what do I
know? So the other states here, for those of you who live in New Mexico, your state's number 2. Mississippi is number 3. Alabama, number 4. Illinois, 5. Kentucky, 6. Ohio, 7. New York, 8. Maine, 9. And South Carolina, 10. Those are the 10 states.
What's interesting is that the top 5 of the states that you just read are pretty low in, you would think, kind of low income, kind of poverty states.
Where you might see
all this. No, that's what I'm getting at. The top 5, except for California. California's like the richest state out there. There's just no reason for us to be on that list.
New Mexico, Mississippi, Alabama, Illinois is a strange reality there. So now here comes the Senate Budget Committee. In fiscal year, we were in fiscal year 2017. Between food stamps, housing support, child care, Medicaid, and other benefits, the average U.S. household below the poverty line, which I think is $42,000, is that right? $43,000, $47,000, something like that. If you're below the poverty line, the average U.S. household gets $168 a day in government support. $168 a day. So if the median household income in America is that number, that averages about $140 a day.
Wow.
Look at the number. So let me put it another way. Being on welfare pays the equivalent of $30 an hour for a 40-hour week. The average job pays $24 an hour.
I was going to say, it's a lot more than I make.
$24 an hour. Good God. The percentage of each of the president's cabinets who had worked in the private business sector prior to their being appointed to the cabinet, you know, real-life business people, not government jobs, the percentage of each past president's cabinet who worked in the private sector, 38% of them from the Roosevelt, the Teddy Roosevelt era, 40% in Taft, 52% Wilson, 49% Harding. Let's bring it up to where we are right now. I'm looking at like 53 of the people working in the Nixon cabinet had jobs before they were in government. The number here reflects the number of people who are in the cabinet or who are working for the government who, before the administration, had a non-government job. Does that make sense? Like in the George W. Yeah. Bush, 55% of the people that were in the cabinet were people who had business.
Well, yeah, right. Right, business and government guys, right.
Okay. So the lowest number, and this could be construed to be a political statement, take it as you will, only 8% of the Obama administration had been in non-government jobs before they were working in the administration.
Wow.
So you think about the bias of where the economic system...
I don't even know if bias is the right word. I think it's just the... I mean, you're inexperienced. You're naive
no
when it
world.
Comes to the
right.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even say that it's like an intentional bias. Mm-hmm. When you don't have real world experience, you can't operate from that position. You just are operating from more government, because
right.
that's all you've worked.
Yep. All right. Food for thought. Thought you'd be interested in all of that. Starting with a focus on: do we have to create a diaper bank in our country? Aye. All right, speaking about jobs, let's help you find a good-paying job. You know, it's interesting, as we were going through that, I was thinking about whether the government uses ZipRecruiter to find the replacements for people it needs. And I've looked through the list of page after page after page after page of the companies that have used ZipRecruiter, and I don't see any governments, either local, state, or federal. I wonder what that... What does that tell you? I don't know what the conclusion is, but it's just now that I thought about it, as we were thinking about jobs and what people do and where they come from and how they survive in America today. How do we as taxpayers survive? I guess it's maybe a question we deal with on a different level. Right now, what I want you to do is focus on ZipRecruiter and what it can do for you. If you're a business person, you're an employer, and you need a new person to fill a job, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get in on the action free. Won't cost you anything. It's not a government program even, and it's free. How about that? First time in, then after that, you see how well it works. Then you'll be paying, which is the way it ought to be. But to start, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. First experience is free, so you can see why ZipRecruiter has been used by so many businesses, how it is different, how it works, how it functions. You'll have a qualified candidate in 24 hours. Again, to use ZipRecruiter free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because I really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to visit with Tom Kreitler, who is the hands-on home improvement person that you hear along with Leslie Segretti on the weekly Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. We're going to, this program is on radio stations all over the place. You have a podcast as well.
We do.
People can get, yeah? Is that an iTunes deal? Where do you have
your
podcast?
Yeah, well, you can go to MoneyPit.com. You can subscribe by any of a number of different platforms, and iTunes included.
Yeah, there you go. The modern era we're in, ain't it great? So, Tom is going to update us with some answers to some of your questions, which you can send along to Tom at MoneyPit.com or to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com, right after this.
I'm Dr. Seth Bauman. This is A Healthier You. I recently co-authored a study that found that 70% of new prescriptions for breakthrough cholesterol drugs called PCSK9 inhibitors are being rejected by private insurers. Since I treat the kind of patients who often don't adequately benefit from older treatments alone and for whom these new drugs can be life-saving, I find this unacceptable. It has been estimated that 100,000 heart attacks and strokes could have been avoided last year alone if all patients who needed these drugs had gotten them. Your insurer should not be coming between you and your doctor to keep you from getting the best medicine. Let's return to a system in which decisions about health care are made by doctors and patients, not by bureaucrats. For more information, go to Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy. That's Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
56 past the hour, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit has a letter from Donna.
Yep.
Who says that her husband and she inherited a house, has a long list of things that need to be done. They seem to be overwhelmed and stuck. So how do you prioritize a house that maybe you ought to have a bulldozer driven through it instead?
Well, you know, you do the structural things first, obviously, right? But, I mean, if it's that overwhelming to you, a good thing to do in this case, Donna, might be to get an inspector to look at it. And I don't mean a town inspector. I mean a private professional home inspector. And I also don't mean a contractor, because they're just going to come out and give you a list right. of the things that they would love to fix mm-hmm. on your dime. But no, if you were to hire, say, a home inspector that was certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors, the same kind that you might hire if you were buying a house, inspectors are particularly good at sort of sniffing out the bigger problems and giving you a list, and that would actually prioritize those repairs. But the structure and the safety things are what you need to do first. And then, of course, the cosmetic can follow after that. So in your case, if you're overwhelmed, it does, you know, it is overwhelming, Doug. I mean, people do get, everywhere they turn, they see something that has to be done. They just don't know what to do. They get stuck. They get frozen. It's a way to kind of take a step back and look at it through the eyes of a professional and give them a good sense as to what needs to be done first, second, and so on.
Yeah. All right. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Don't do anything until you have it evaluated. That would seem to make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, evaluated and just get the priorities set. And, and most importantly, look out for the important safety-related types of things.
Mm-hmm. Mike is getting ready to put his home on the market, just the opposite circumstance of Donna.
About that.
What's the best way to get it ready for potential buyers?
Yeah, space, space, and space. I mean, you know, remember that a lot of folks sell homes because they become too small for them, and we collect a lot of stuff over the years. So the first thing I always say is to get rid of as much of that stuff as you can so that you really open the place up. Nobody wants to see, you know, your crowded junk in a house because they're leaving a house that's plenty crowded enough as it is. So I would tell you to get as much space in that house as you can. Take a lesson from the companies that buy and sell properties for if you're relocating.
Yeah.
These relocating companies will come in, and eventually they will say, you know, if you can't sell the house, we'll buy it from you. And that's kind of the deal they make with your employer. But what they're going to do is they're going to neutralize that house. They're going to come in, and they're going to paint all the walls off white. They may put in beige carpet. They're going to do a real once-over and fixing up all the appliances and any major flaws. And they're going to put it on the market, and they're going to move it. Because when it's neutral, no matter what your taste is, your stuff will fit in it.
Yeah. Or you can paint it the way you want it.
Yeah.
At least it's clean.
Nice blank, clean slate. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tom Kreitler, check out how to improve your life and your home at MoneyPit.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.